All right, hello, friends. Side note, I can't see myself, so how am I supposed to talk to myself?
You just look, you don't have to see yourself. You're not talking to yourself.
Yes.
Just look in the big hole that is the lens. Okay.
Okay.
Do you need a mirror so you can see yourself?
No. I see the video. It just would be nice if I could see the video. Now all I see is you and I barely see you.
You're flicking me off. That's great.
Hello, friends. Welcome to our very first podcast, Unlikely Podcasters. My name is Sunshine.
I'm Susanna.
I'm Tara.
And we have been together for 100 years.
Yeah, we'll just go with that. I'm not going to go down the rabbit hole of the counting and the...
Oh, I have it down. Listen, we've been friends for 32 years.
Okay.
Tara and myself have been together for running our 29th year. Susanna came into our lives 28 years ago, and we've been best friends for probably 27 years.
Not long after we met.
Right, exactly. And we've lived our lives together.
What does that mean?
Meaning that we're sharing our lives. Like, you and I obviously share a life.
Yes.
Because we live in the same home and we have a child.
Yes.
But even with Susanna, even though she left us many times.
Oh, my God. When are you going to let that go?
Never. But 3 years ago, we decided we were living in Florida. Tara and I were living in Florida. Susanna was living in Pennsylvania.
I left her yet again.
Yes. Yet again, people. Listen. I think it was at least 3 times.
I think was the second.
No, because she lived in Virginia. She lived in Chicago. She lived in...
I didn't really live in Chicago.
It was mostly. And she lived in Tampa for a little bit. She lived
that
in...
That was for work. That doesn't matter. Count.
All the shit happened.
Well, then you lived in Tampa for a little bit.
No,
because... Remember when you were gone for like 2 weeks, you living in Tampa.
It was just 2 weeks. She went for an extended period of time. It wasn't just 2 weeks.
How many months was that? Like six? No.
It was a good amount of time, I feel like.
It was, actually. Yeah. And then right after that, I went to D.C. So you're not wrong.
Hmm. Yeah.
But I consider that part of the Virginia. Wasn't that all the same?
Yes, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
It wasn't like two separate places.
In my heart, it felt like two different places.
Okay.
Okay. So anyway, we have, 3 years ago, we decided that we were tired of living apart. You know, COVID happened and all that fun stuff. And so we decided she lived in Pennsylvania. We lived in Florida. We wanted to be together in the same area. So we all moved to Colorado together to help
Colorado.
To help Colorado. To raise our children together.
We are Colorado. Don't fret.
But 12 of us moved together. And so we have Tara's sisters, her parents, Susanna's brother, and myself.
And his wife and his child. Not just the brother. Right, there's more than just him.
Yes, that's true. So all 12 of us moved together so we could raise our children together. And so in all honesty, I think of Susanna as my sister. And side note, let's go down this road for a second. You always just say, oh, this is my friend, this is my friend, this is my friend. I always say, this is my sister, this is my sister. I'm tired of that.
Okay.
Okay?
Noted.
Okay. Just making sure we're on the same page. I thought you were going to put up a bigger fight. You had a big list of things.
I mean, what would be the point in putting up a fight?
You know, I often refer to you as my sister, just not for some reason in front of you. I don't know why. But when asked, or even if I list down like an emergency contact or whatever, and I write you down as sister.
Right. That's what I do. And when I tell other people, I always refer to you as my sister. And
it's just not in front of you for some reason.
Just like my mom and mom. When you talk to your brother, you say my mom. But when you talk to me, you say mom.
Yeah. I see? That's how it proves you're a sister. My brother, I don't know what the fuck's wrong with him. I don't know what our relationship's about. But you, we're there.
That's right. All right. So you're probably wondering, why are we here? So Susanna, why are we here?
Because we're delusional. No.
You think people want to listen to us.
Yes, exactly. And we have deluded ourselves, all of us together. We've all subscribed to this delusion that this is something good, that people want to watch, want to listen to us. And we've actually really just kicked this idea around for a while. We should really start a podcast. And it's just all based on, you know, when we do get together, we have really an interesting dynamic when we have conversations and then we walk away from those and we're like, yeah, we really should have recorded that. That would have been good.
Yeah.
Obviously, this isn't something that would have occurred to us 10 years ago because it wasn't a thing.
True.
But it's just something that's, I think, grown a little more solid and a little more as time has passed. And here we are.
Here we are.
Mm-hmm. And why the fuck not?
And why the fuck not?
Exactly.
Which is your cue, Tara.
It is.
It is.
I don't know why, though.
I don't remember either.
Oh, I do. I do know why. Okay. I remember now. I remember that we say bad words a lot. So if anyone doesn't like bad words or is offended by bad words or offended by...
maybe some topics that...
Yeah, because, I mean, we're trying to be not offensive, but in general, in our regular conversations, we're not politically correct or...
Right.
So we'll do our best here. But if you don't like any of that stuff, then you should probably mosey on somewhere else.
But, or you could listen and learn things from a different perspective. And that's... Did you just roll your eyes?
No.
Did this bitch just roll her eyes?
I was not looking at her, so I cannot confirm or deny.
We have multiple perspectives.
I know. We do.
So why were you rolling your eyes?
I don't know.
It's the learning.
If people are easily offended, then usually they're not really open to different perspectives. So you can just, you know, whatever.
It's not something, yeah. And we plan on discussing... just lots of different topics. Pet peeves won't be one of them. Some other topics we have on our list.
The differences between genders, like why things are associated with particular genders.
Smoking weed, drinking beer, the differences, how people view those differences.
Yeah. I know on our list is how we view ourselves versus how other people view us. That's a short list. Mm-hmm. So, you know, money. As you listen to us, yeah, money, traveling.
I like money.
Versus,
we all like money.
Yeah. And traveling versus saving money, because I think in this day and age, it's almost one or the other. It's not both. And you know, making those decisions for yourselves, experiences versus, you know, saving your money for later in life. Yeah. And then you can't experience anything.
Retirement is wasted on the old.
It is, and you know, you're assuming you're going to be healthy when you get older,
exactly.
too. And then you're going to be able to do all these things that you planned for. And is that something, you know, that you should do now? And you know, when you have the energy and the time and the money. Let me tell you, I am getting fucking old. Just old. When I have to have 4 pair of glasses, I'm done. I think I just need to retire. I have my sunglasses. I have my glasses for driving so I can see far away or watch the TV or play my games. I had to get reading glasses the other day because I was at, I probably shouldn't get them from, but I got them at the dollar store because I was just messing around with them. And if they break, whatever.
Exactly.
And I'm like, oh, I can see better with these. I'm like, God.
You just need to get the bifocals. That's what I got. So then I have one pair.
Yeah.
That's for far away and reading. And
well,
then
I just, my eyesight deteriorated like 6 months. All of a sudden I need reading glasses.
Went super fast.
Mine
like
went.
She could see and then bitch can't see nothing.
And then I need glasses for the glare.
Oh, I don't have that problem.
Because my eyes get tired on the computer. It's like, how many pairs of glasses do I have to keep track of now? I can't.
mm-hmm.
I just can't. And let's see what else.
Children, jobs, all kinds of things. So if there's anything that you have topics as you listen, if there's something that you would like us to discuss or participate in, we're on all the social medias. So TikTok, Facebook, Instagram,
YouTube,
X, email, leave comments. We would love the participation. Tell us what you're thinking, what you want to discuss, what you're thinking.
What you're thinking.
Yeah. And,
you know what we didn't do though?
What?
We didn't clap.
What is that?
You need to work on your clapping.
Like she's a fly.
She always looks like, remember that
what was that?
Was it an Oscar? It was Nicole Kidman when she had those nails and she was doing that
fucking
clapping.
Clap.
Yeah. That's what I look like clapping.
At least I'm not clapping like a Dorcas when you boom, 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 boom. You know how you do.
You're very loud
claps. I have a lot of bass in my claps.
You do. You do.
And I don't clap like this.
Well, because I didn't want to do it. But yes, you make some sort of extra noise. It's extra loud when you clap. So you must have to cup your hand in a certain way.
No, it's full on flesh on flesh.
No, it is not.
It's a certain way your hands meet. Okay. But I'm not cupping.
What I mean.
I'm not
cupping them. You know what I mean, motherfucker?
No. I thought you'd have been, I did this.
I just was saying
cupping my hands together in a
different way
angle.
You hold your hand when you're clapping. Fuckity fuck fuck.
Wow. Okay. Just jump right in with that.
Yes, right. All right, you got anything else?
No.
For this intro.
Well, I'm gonna just say that we've already recorded this once. That's why this is very short.
And that's true. It just means we got better.
And okay. And it didn't, it was bad. The audio was bad. So
yes,
now we're redoing it.
And our introduction.
Yes, we lost the magic, maybe. It was much longer the other time.
It was because we didn't know. And now, like, because
we went
did
the
that.
Whole thing about you wanting a jingle and.
I do want a jingle, but we already determined the jingle. You had the jingle already.
I don't have a jingle.
You have an intro. You
there
have
you music.
Go. Okay.
Please make a jingle. I can't wait to hear it.
I'm going to make a jingle. You just wait. And I'm going to dance to that jingle.
I'm in anticipation of that day.
Okay.
Oh, we do anticipate, hopefully, if everything goes well, we don't have to tape these things over and over again.
Yeah.
Yes. Releasing weekly, either on Tuesdays or Wednesdays.
Good call.
We do have, they have full-time jobs. I have a part-time job. And although it's kicking my butt at the moment, but we'll move on from that. This is something we do on the side. So
we will attempt to do weekly issues, weekly
discussions, podcasts,
weekly
shows,
episodes.
No.
uploads
maybe. It's not the word I'm looking for though.
I don't know what.
Whatever.
I don't know what you're doing.
We are doing weekly thingies.
Okay, thingies.
And but please
just wait till next week's thingy comes out.
Yeah.
But considering we do have day jobs, it sometimes might not be on the exact same schedule.
Sure. Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you for listening.
Yes. We appreciate you.
Welcome.
Tell your friends. Yes. Peace out, bitches.
Adios.
Bye.